Rick Joyner, today's program, right now, we're going to be talking about how all the money and all the wealth in the world could not even match the debt crisis that we're in right now. Pretty tough times coming. Even talks about the hordes of hell being loosed on America and martial law right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. One based on mutual interest and mutual respect. And one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Think about this. The Lord lets us know in advance about what's going to take place. He says he does nothing unless he tells us first. And as you know, if you've been with us over the years in VFN TV, VFN Radio, we've been letting this prophetic words come out, sharing others that are hearing prophetic words. But one particular person that the Lord's told him that God was going to give wisdom to is Morningstar Ministries and Rick Joyner. I want you to hear very specifically about the measurement of really where we are as a nation, where we are in regards to debt, in regards to the size of our debt, and what we should do. As he is speaking to Jim Baker on Jim Baker's show, take a look right now. This is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries.
So here, if there is going to be a turning, if there is going to be a repentance and a turning back to God in our country, I think God's going to give us a lot more time, and things are going to be better than ever.
If we turn back to God.
Yeah, I mean, he can fix things. There's some ways that we're in an impossible situation in the natural. I think it's 4 years ago, what was it, the International Monetary Fund estimated our debt at over $60 trillion, a real debt. Then they came back a short time later and said it's over $102 trillion, and now it's gone way up. They said, one of the things they said, if you taxed Americans 100%, they couldn't pay this. There's no way this can be paid. You know, so there are things they've got to give. The value of all the world's goods put together, right down to everybody's rings and shoes and everything, was estimated to be about $350 trillion. Well, world debt's over $700 trillion. So, I mean, we're upside down. You know, the world is in default.
Yes.
It really is. But, you know, all of this is nothing for God to pay. I mean, even the whole world's a speck of dust in his universe.
Yeah.
You know, and but if we turn back to God, he will heal us.
Yes.
And we have a purpose and a destiny.
Yes,
we do. We are in Scripture. America is in Scripture. And we have a purpose and we have a destiny that I don't think we've yet fulfilled, but it's going to take an absolute miracle on the level of the Red Sea parting for us to get out of the place we boxed ourselves into. But that's what Jubilee is.
Yeah.
We may get back to a point where it's, okay, forgive all debt, forgive. We can't do this. We can't do this. Just everybody's back to zero. Let's start again. And this has happened in a number of countries.
So God really had a good idea.
Yeah.
With Jubilee.
Absolutely.
It's the only way out for this. It's the only way out.
And he not only everybody has their debt released, but they get their inheritances back. It's a restoration of inheritances. But now one point on God's judgment. We as a nation can't get away with things other nations get away with. And we've been trying to do things like other nations. When the Lord's, I mean, he said to those some of the most righteous cities in Israel, Sodom is going to have it better in the judgment than you. And if the miracles had been done there that were done in you, Sodom would have repented and lasted until today. They would still be here. He was going to, and he said, they're going to have it easier in the judgment than you are Why? Because the level of judgment is not just based on the level of evil, but it's based on the level of light that is rejected. The Lord had come to Israel. He had come to those righteous city. They didn't repent. Look at what they reject. Now look at what America's reject. Look at the light we've been given,
right,
that we've had.
Yes.
And look how far we've fallen.
Wow.
Look at the depravity of what's being manifested in Planned Parenthood and all these other things. And we're flaunting perversion. Our nation, our government is not just celebrating perversion that God not only calls sin, but an abomination.
Yes.
And we're not going to get away with it. But I see signs of awakening, repenting, and turning back to God.
There it is.
When we get back from this break, we're going to be hearing more from Rick Joyner talking about how the hordes of hell has been open in regards to America. And if it's America, it's the world as well. But also understanding that, how are things going to be responded to by our government? Martial law is going to be coming. No, martial law is not necessarily bad. George Washington put in martial law. It all depends who the marshal is going to be. And are they willing to let it go after that particular time? This is such an important program because we've got to pay attention. You know, what is God saying? Because, things happen in nations, things happen in countries, things happen to people. But God's people continue to move along. His kingdom goes despite what's happening anywhere else. Remember the ministry of Jesus. Remember the ministry of the disciples. All kinds of things were happening paralleling what's going on with the church. But God's church continues on. It continues on, and the church, I believe the greatest revival the church has ever seen is going to happen because we're going to awake. Join us after the break for this.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, so that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology, and it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. John, you think about that if you add it up all the way down to people's wedding bands and everything that we
shoes
have, 300,
and Nikes,
300 trillion. Yeah, Nikes. I mean, it's 400 trillion with the Nike thing. but there's 700 trillion in debt.
Worldwide debt.
And then you look at these hedge funds. I think they're like hundreds of trillions. Some of this crazy, these hedge funds.
Crazy.
And the whole world is at a place of default. And I don't have a lot of news on it right now, but I read an article, and I was looking over the Drudge Report, and I saw an article that was written in a publication about, Hillary Clinton was talking about opening up some sort of banking system in America.
Another one?
Another kind of, system? I got to find out more details on it. And
But you look at George Soros and how he handles, you know, currencies and what's happening. I mean, there's never a evil fills a void.
Always.
And that you saw when we pulled out of Iraq the way that we did. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and you hear what President George Bush said, there's a reason why we can't pull out. If we pull out, and he goes to this whole list of things that's going to happen. And it was prophetic. Exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so evil just came in to fill that void. And now more evil's coming in. Well, with $700 trillion in debt, for what Rick Joyner was saying, you're looking at, you know, a great opportunity for someone who's evil to come in with a new economic system. And it makes me think about the beast economy.
Mm.
The beast is the beast. People aren't the beast, but people can be servant to the beast. You know, that whole concept. And it says people cannot buy or sell in the book of Revelation. You can see on your lower third right here, lower screen, you know, mm-hmm. what scripture that is. But you cannot buy or sell unless you've received this mark. So it's economic thing. So we're like, you know, people are saying that, you know, I don't know if this is the moment, but when you see the bear coming in Russia, you know, and you see Persia doing what they're
catch
doing, their soldiers are going in today, I think. And
yeah.
And that's like the hat of
Iran,
Israel.
Yeah.
It's right, Iran. It's right on top of Israel. I mean, you're looking at, and then you're talking about, I want to set up a new banking system that, you know, Hillary Clinton's daughter got married at George Soros' daughter's house.
Yeah.
You know, George Soros is the one that, you know, worked and made money on the falling of economies. I mean, this is crazy days, you know?
Just look at history. Every people group, every nation that didn't trust God, right, for their finances,
right. They
wind up trusting in somebody else, and typically right. That's the government.
Right.
I mean, look what happened even in Germany. It was always about, it's all about the economy. Somebody wants to take care of them, you know, take care of me, give me something, promise me a good economy, a good job and wealth. And Hitler was able to fill that void. He was literally stealing furniture, monies, heirlooms from Jews and giving them to the German people and saying, here you go, you deserve it. And by the way, you know, this is from Hitler, and we hate the Jews.
You know, we have the benefit of looking back at history.
Mm.
So they saw Hitler as an option.
Right.
Now we know now, after we saw what he did.
Careful, careful.
Yeah, careful, careful. And people in America, a New York Times was praising him. You know, in the beginning of what he had done, the Red Cross went over and, you know, and inspected the ghettos, if you would. But it was places that they were keeping the Jews. And the Red Cross came back and said they had them all playing musical instruments and everything, you know. And it was just all a farce. And it wasn't until afterwards. But now our generation, we know, you know, this is
what concerns me is that, you know, according to George Barna's polls, that only 3% of the church is actually tithing. So, you know. Where's our
and reading the Word of God, making decisions based on what God's Word is, was the authentic Word of God, living and active. And
it's a perfect setup for someone to promise everything to you.
Yes. You know? You gotta know. How will you know a lie unless you know the truth? The truth is the Word of God. So you read Scripture, and all of a sudden you hide that in your heart. When all of a sudden somebody lies to you and says, we don't need the Bible. Let's get Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf. Let's get our own Bible. And Hitler created his own Bible. He was the savior of... he saved it. Is the little mustache and all that. And so when you think about that, but people bought into it. Why? People buy into a lot of stuff that they perceive you're going to save them.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard recently, you know, I heard somebody talking about politicians and, you know, and somebody in the audience says, because they were talking positive about this one, negative about this one, and somebody out of the audience on this program says, well, what man's going to save us?
Mm.
People are looking for a candidate to be president in America that's going to say, no man or woman can save us, but Jesus Christ can save us. The hordes of hell, based on what the Lord has been showing many of us, and you're seeing in the beginning of this program, what's about to happen and happening according to Kamal Saleem. But even when Rick Joyner's talking here on Jim Baker's program, talking prophetically about the hordes of hell being released, think about it, the hordes of hell. And I always underestimate evil. I always underestimate it. You can't underestimate evil. Evil is that plus some. Listen right now.
But I believe people that are coming across to kill us, ISIS is coming across the same borders. And this man sitting right here says the hordes of hell, and I don't know who they are. They might be ISIS. They might be what? Who is these hordes of hell?
There is a mixture. Some of what I saw in that dream were they were from some kind of deep witchcraft that had come up out of the culture or something. I think it was from the old Mayan thing. It was just this terrible evil. It was so bad, it was freaking out the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda people. And there is a terrible mixture. I've had other dreams since then about that. One of them, I was able to like walk in and out of their camp, hear their conversation. And it's like they couldn't see me. I was invisible. And it was the worst kind of hell you could imagine. Their camp was the worst hell. They hated each other as much as they hated us. You know, a demon of hatred just hates.
Yes.
They were all afraid of each other. They were afraid to turn their backs on each other, too. That fear, that paranoia had just that they were trying to impose on everyone was in them. It was the worst kind of hell they were living in. And but it is being released on the earth. And, you know, that's, you know, a friend of ours who's an Orthodox rabbi in the old city of Jerusalem had this dream in which he saw the bowels of hell being opened, the deepest bowels of hell. Something was released. And in his dream, we, Morningstar, was given the wisdom of how to deal with it. And we received this wisdom through a Catholic priest. So this man, he was the first priest to get his doctorate through our school, I knew was a, you know, a Catholic exorcist. This last exorcist movie was made about a lot of things that happened to him. He didn't recommend those movies, by the way, but he thinks they're sensationalized and don't go to those movies. But he went to see that one that was about him, and he said it was pretty accurate stuff that happened. So I said, okay, Father Mark, you got to come speak at our conference. You're the one that's going to have wisdom for us.
Yeah.
This is when, you know, I was involved in that documentary that James Cameron and all.
Yes.
And they wanted to film our conference. So we've got these movie people from Hollywood, and I'm trying to get the wisdom for how to deal with the bowels of hell.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this all came up. It's perfect setup. But Father Mark, you know, I asked him to come speak. By the way, he got kicked out of his parish. He was from the Netherlands, and because of that. But he came to share, to speak in our conference, and I thought he had the wisdom like I'd never, ever imagined how to deal with this dark evil. You know what he did? Didn't mention the devil, didn't mention demons, didn't mention darkness. He preached Christ like I've heard very few people ever preach Christ.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, that's it.
Christ is the...
It was truly, truly an amazing.
This is amazing. This is so amazing. And you're hearing this, and it bears witness with what we're hearing and others are hearing. And, you know, all y'all know apart and prophesy in part. But it's amazing how much wisdom the Lord has given Rick Joyner and those around him. And this is like a 30-year journey for Rick. This is not like something he just got, you know, 5 seconds ago. He has, you know, The Harvest, the book The Harvest, Final Quest, Epic Battles of the Last Days, Torture and the Sword, the talking about all these, The Call, that's very relevant right now to America. And we just got to get wisdom on how to position ourselves in this day. And when you think about the hordes of hell, and understand it's not like, you know, the devil comes out of hell. It's those that are held captive by him to do his will. So it's human beings and who God loves. And so when you're seeing people rise up, if we don't move like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, we're going to be defeated. If we hate a hating demon, then it's going to win. We have to love. And very specifically, you heard it in the beginning of this program. If you're going, this evil rising up, Dr. King said, be sure to fight it with Christian principles. And it's to love. You know, somebody says, you know, we need our church to grow, which is, you know, how about the kingdom of God to grow? But either way, then you need to go talk to somebody who's held captive by the hordes of hell, and you need to win them to God. Mm-hmm. God loves that person. At that time, they're held captive, just like this man that had 1,000 demons in him. You know, his name was Legion. God delivered him, and all of a sudden, you know, 1,000 hordes of hell left this man, and he's worshiping Jesus, saying, let me go with you. And he said, go back to your town. And he's going like, you don't understand. I've been naked and chained, cutting myself here. Can you send me take somewhere me away, else? Yeah. That was before Google, so that doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. You know, the Google, is this the chain cutting guy? So anyway, so we got to be able to position ourselves. Well, hordes of hell, think about what Kamal Saleem said of Qum's ministry, talking about 450,000 radical jihadists. you know, coming over our border. Listen to Kamal Saleem right now about that.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is, today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
After this break, we're going to be talking about martial law and how to position yourself to hear from God. Because when it looks totally hopeless, even within 24 hours of destruction, you know, our God can respond and deal with our enemy. But I think about, you know, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, it says very specifically, it says the wrath of God, and all wrath is not the end of the world, believe me, but the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people. So it's what people are doing, not what some earth is doing, people, who suppress the truth by their wickedness. So if we want truth to arise, we're going to have to repent of the sin. We repress the truth when we refuse to deal with the sin in our life. It says, who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what he has made, so that people are without excuse. You know, we have so many doctrines that are being taught, wrong doctrines in America. We're thinking we can still walk in wickedness, which is sin, you know, doing outside of what God says, and somehow the truth is going to win. You know, I'm with you. We're going to have to go, you know what? We got to repent. We got to say, God, anything that's in my life, starting today, that's not of you, I want it out of my life. And guess what? The truth begins to reign. Till that, we're going to look at some great discipline coming. The hordes of hell is what Rick Joyner's talking about. More when we get back from the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Intentional conversation with your spouse is crucial to the well-being of your marriage. I'm John Fuller. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and former NFL coach Tony Dungy shares a glimpse of his early years with his wife, Lauren.
When we first got married, Lauren was teaching school, and I was coaching, assistant coach with the Steelers, so I've been at work all day at practice, coaching, correcting, talking to the players, teaching, using my voice the whole time. She's been with elementary school kids. Well, we come home now after work, she's looking for adult conversation, and I've been talking the whole day, so
right.
I kind of shut down, and she's having conversations with me, and they're kind of one-way conversations, and I had to learn that part of it is, okay, I have to be stimulated in this too.
A good reminder from Tony Dungy, and you can hear more from him today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you you know, man, you're saying, I wish I would have got that. I would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. And I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Hordes of hell, 450,000 radical jihadists. I mean, you're looking at, you know, discipline, and it's amazing. Wickedness is increasing. You know, people who want to go against the ways of God is increasing. And it's I'll be honest with you. There's just a huge wave of temptation in the air. You have to be, God, I'm making a covenant with my eyes.
Yeah.
God, keep me pure. You're fighting in this environment because
it's a cesspool.
It really is. And I can imagine what it's like in New York City right now and Jersey. And it was already tough at that point.
There's a storm headed that way.
I know it. Run. And so he's talking about martial law here, Rick is. And this is important to understand. Because so many people, depending on whether they like who the president is, they go, martial law is evil. But martial law is always used when people go crazy. Riots break out, the hurricanes that took place in on the Gulf Coast and in New Orleans and Katrina, they brought in when people started looting stores and all of a sudden. But this is what's important. If you look at Jade Ham, where they had this a military exercise going all the way across the southern part of the United States, all the way from Florida to California, reports are. And those are military soldiers which have no authority over citizens of they cannot use their force against American citizens.
Right.
Unless martial law kicks in.
Wow.
So if martial law kicks in, that's where the president becomes the commander in chief in regards to the military forces who can, you know, set up curfews and these type of things, which is really good. I mean, if you're not a thief, you know, and you don't want your store robbed and you want your stuff still there, you don't want your children, you know, hurt in this thing, and you have to go home until they say you can come back out again.
Right.
That's only a bad thing if you didn't prepare, like prudent preparation that we talked about. But you need to prepare for at least 90 days. Sign up for the VFN Torch newsletter and get prudent preparation in your email. You need to prepare. The reports are prophetically was that time has already passed. I don't know. The end of summer was supposed to have passed.
And bless somebody with it. You know, get people signed up. It's important.
Yes. Yes, it really is. And but let's listen to martial law, what Rick Joyner's talking about martial law and what the Lord has shown him.
You told us about martial law, what, 2 years ago maybe? That you said it would come.
I think more than that.
Do you still?
I started saying that in 1987, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's when the Lord showed me it's coming.
He said,
start praying for who the marshal is.
Is it still coming?
Oh.
Yeah. I have no. That's one thing I don't have any doubt about. It's not a matter of if, it's when. But it can be a good thing. It can be a jubilee. And one thing, Washington is too broke to fix itself.
Yeah.
It just is. It's way too broke to fix itself.
Not too good of news.
Yeah. And get the right marshal and who can get things back on track, we can have a better future than we've had a past.
But if we have martial law, things have gotten to be, they have to fall apart to be at that stage.
Well, things could fall apart really quick. Our dollar collapse and our, all of a sudden people have no food, no, you know. Well, there are a lot of things that can cause
this thing that's going on down in Texas, what is that?
Jade Helm.
Did you hear that Jade Helm thing that's going on, though? Do you think that has anything to do? People are really stirred up about it. They write me a lot. Have you studied it at all? Do you know?
Yeah. I know.
Because people think martial law is going to come out of that. They think that's what they're preparing for.
And it, in all honesty, you know, every one of the, I'd say, first world nations is preparing for everything from pandemics to whatever to create a situation where you need martial law. I mean, bird flu's back on the radar screen. I told you it's coming.
Right.
I don't care if it goes away for a while. It will come.
Right.
Was it 45 million turkeys and chickens?
People don't. It's not in the news. The people don't put it out in the news. That's why eggs are so high priced now that we had to stop. We can't send out the the special 20-year mm-hmm. shelf life eggs anymore. They're just so expensive that we were embarrassed to charge that much money because the chickens are being slaughtered by the millions, And now they're saying it could come back, isn't it, this fall?
Yeah, it's really serious. It is mutating. But here's the thing people don't think about. You know, it won't just kill our turkeys and chickens.
No.
If it sweeps the land, it's going to kill all birds. They have zero defense against it. Think about it, no birds.
Can't imagine it, really.
No.
Just waking up in the morning and hearing the birds. I mean, you just...
But they're talking about it, it could mutate to man.
Oh, yeah. It is. I mean, this thing is coming. There are a lot of other things. This is why
we... So you need martial law, in other words, to bring... Because things are
even
everything breaks down.
Yeah, a situation like that, you've got to bring, it's all hands on deck, try to bring order and preservation of life as much as you can.
It's amazing. Mm. You know, you're looking at, you know, these things we've been talking about for quite some time, and it's here. And, you know, things are happening. And so it's important to pray about who this marshal is going to be, you know. And I heard a father and a son. They were walking out of a church building, this particular son works for the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
So he's a military guy with the Coast Guard. And so I'm looking at the father and the son, and I said, listen to the son. I said, if the government told you to go into your father's house and arrest him, would you do it? Without hesitation. Why, his father's standing there. Who's about to give him a ride up from the... He goes... Yep, I'd do it.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, and you just came out of a church gathering? Yeah, oh, my goodness. It's your daddy. It's your daddy, man. And so it's so important to think about this. You need to learn how to position yourself to hear from God to get the strategy that God has for you. And we have this available. This is for all of our partners. We have this for you. As a matter of fact, if you partner today, we have a gift for you. It is the weapon of peace. You need to be able to get the peace of God during this time. It's a weapon that you can use and keep your peace. You're seeing it right now. And an address, how to be able to do it, go to vfntv.com to be able to partner with us. But also as a partner, you have access to a lot of prophetic teachings. And they're instantly just saying, thank you. We want you to have all this. It's available to you. Your partnership of any amount on a monthly basis, it's there for you. It's simple to do. You have instant access for that. But one of the particular prophetic teachings, which is a now word for the now time, is how to position yourself to be able to hear from God. You don't want to be how you can hear from ABC News or God loves you. He says, my sheep know my voice. He said, those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. He says, even in the book of Revelation, he says, those that hear his spirit are going to be led. You're supposed to be able to hear from God. And you can learn this. And so Jehoshaphat, a king of Israel, he had made a bad covenant with another leader in the world. And it just happened to be somebody who used to walk with God, who was appointed by God, but now he was in rebellion to God. It was King Ahab. Mm. So you had King Jehoshaphat, and you had King Ahab. There's a lot of people who once walked with God. If you get in covenant with them, you're going to have the same consequences. They're not walking with God right now. They can, but they are not. And so what he did was, Ahab asked him, he says, listen, will you help me fight this enemy? And he goes, you're the brother of mine, and just taught that standard talk. And he got into covenant with him. They went to go fight the battle. Ahab dies in that battle, and God rebukes Jehoshaphat for getting into a bad relationship. And America's gotten in a relationship right now with the king of China, you know, Saudi Arabia, the leaders of Iran, the Ayatollah,
the
Palestinian Authority. I mean, we're to the hilt like Ahab right now in regards to that. And the church is, are we going to partner with that? But this is what happened. They came to him and they told King Jehoshaphat. And God's speaking through a prophet. And he goes, boy, you done messed up. Your life is over. I am so upset with you. This is God talking. And he says, I saw the enemy, and the enemy's going to be here in less than 24 hours, and they're bigger than you. They have a bigger army than you, and they're going to destroy you. What did he do? Today in America, I think a lot of people just throw their hands up and say it's over. You know what he did? He went to God. He went to God, and he cried out to God. He put this letter down that was given to him, and he cried out to God, and he said, God, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry for the bad alliances that we had and that I did. I've sinned before you. You know, forgive me. Dear Lord, help us. And he says, because you humbled yourself and you've come to me. And he was, what he was doing through all this turmoil, he was positioning his leader back to where he wanted him to be again. Because at this point, they were all caught up horizontally in their own strength, and they thought they could do this and that type of thing. And God's going, I want to put you back into the place again where you understand I'm God. I'm the one that put you there. I'm the one that's going to keep you there. And so he turned to him, and God gave Jehoshaphat a battle plan. This is the battle plan. You act like you're going to fight them, and I'll fight them. You act like you're going to destroy your enemy, but I'll destroy your enemy. I want you to go out and put musicians in front of your marching tomorrow, and I want you to march right straight towards the enemy, confident in me, God, that I'm going to defeat your enemy. The battle is not yours. The battle is mine. Understand that. They were going to be destroyed. This army was bigger than them. You know, that's over. So you understand that this is the God that we serve. God is totally in control. He's waiting for us to turn to heaven like Jehoshaphat, cry out for our bad alliances, quit looking to man instead of God, quit looking to government instead of God, and say, God, we believe you. We're so confident in you, we'll walk out and face our enemies like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We'll stand strong and march out and begin to sing praises to you. And they did this, and guess what? As they did it, they were marching out the next day, and they're about to bank over the hill, and they're going to be facing the enemy that's bigger than them, stronger than them, had more military might than them. And they're about to face them. They did it. And they're praising God. God, thank you for the victory. Thank you that you're God. And they just kept praising him, you know, and authentically, not religiously.
Right.
And as soon as they banked over that hill, guess what God did? Every member of that enemy that was coming against them, that was bigger than them, stronger than them, was going to be there 24 hours, God destroyed them. But they had to get God right in their heart before God was going to deal with their enemy. The secret to dealing with the enemies of yours is to get the enemy out of your life, out of your heart, out of our hearts, and repent and humble ourselves before God. This is available to our partners. You can have it. It's free. It's positioning yourself to receive from God, an entire series on how to line yourself up and line your church up and line your family up. And secondly, we're called to be children of the light. That comes next. That's there for you as a partner. Partnership for any amount. You instantly have access to this. We did this so that we knew this day would come, and you needed revelation from God, how to present yourself, how to prepare yourself, and how to be stand bold, realizing though there's gross darkness in the world, the light of God, the glory of God is over you, rises over you, and kings will come to your light. More after this break.
You critics don't define our honor. You try to shame us for doing our job. You teach children to fear us, crowds to attack us, and good people to doubt us. But we will never back down from our sworn duty to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. We wake up every day, put on our badge, strap a gun to our hips, kiss our families goodbye, and put our lives between the law-abiding and any criminal who threatens their rights. We serve people of every color and creed, men, women, and children in violent, dangerous neighborhoods, because they have the same right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as CEOs, movie stars, and the political elite. We are Americans, and we are the American police officer. We stand with the National Rifle Association of America, and the NRA stands with us. Together, we're freedom's safest place.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you. But you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that that God reached down in the depths of hell mm-hmm. and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
A prophetic word, think about it, a prophetic word that when God speaks prophetically to this leader, you know, Jehoshaphat, he has to have faith in that word. He has to repeat that word publicly, and people have to line up with that word publicly. But if we'll do all those things, if we'll do all those things, guess what? Then God's going to do what he said he's going to do. But the word has to be spoken first. Imagine how much courage it took for Jehoshaphat to go, they just told me that this bigger than us army is coming against us and is going to destroy us. And now I have to go out and counteract mm-hmm. that by saying, you're going to deliver us. I want you to listen to Brother Kilpatrick, John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence Ministry, speaking about the importance. Prophetic words mean nothing, really, if you don't speak them out. And if you don't believe what you speak out, they mean nothing. It's all about trusting God. Listen now.
Whenever God gives a prophetic person a word, mm-hmm. you know, it's like I've often said, you can have something in your head, you can think about it for 25 years, and nothing will happen.
Right.
You got to get it out of your mouth. You know, even you in the audience and those of you watching the television, mm-hmm. when God gives you a word, you can mull over that word, you can think about it mentally for 25, 30 years, and it's nothing
true.
Will happen.
True.
But when you get it out of your mouth, you give the Holy Spirit something to work with.
Yeah.
And so that morning, whenever I woke up, if I hadn't called you, you may have continued to suffer. Mm. I'm not saying you didn't suffer because of me, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying that whenever you get something out of your mouth, you give the Holy Spirit something to work with, and you also put wind under that man's wings.
Right.
A prophetic word, and one of the reasons why the devil fights prophecy so bad in this hour is because when a person gives a prophetic word, it puts lift under their wings.
Mm.
And, you know, all of a sudden now you're stretching your wings and you're gliding.
Yeah.
You're not struggling anymore. You're gliding on
power
a prophetic
word. Power of two.
Yeah. On a prophetic
word. You stood with, you know, two agree is touching anything. The Bible says God said, I'll do it. And you gave power to me, and I started to soar again.
Sure.
And I would have been defeated. I was defeated. And now we're seeing miracles. Even when the pump ran dry at the first day of this conference, the water was gone. No toilets to flush. No water there. And it was like, oh, Jim, everybody's going to be mad. You know what? They thought it was an illustrated sermon. They thought, right. When I first said it, they said, well, oh, this is a test for the Survival Expo, you know.
And
boy, it was a
test.
We had to figure out how to get 1,000 people to flush their toilets without water.
And they're here and live.
And we survived.
We survived.
And we're putting backup on backup on backup. And God meant it for good.
Sure,
yes, he did.
But you know, a lot of times God's given me a ministry with ministers, and I love ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And sometimes he'll just, you know, a person will come before my face, mm-hmm. and I'll just see their face come before my face.
Yeah.
And I'll know that I need to call them. Well, a lot of times I'll just call them, check on them. But when I'm talking to them, the Lord will give me like a prophetic word for them, a word of encouragement or whatever.
Hmm.
And so as I give that to them, it's tragic for God to give you something for somebody and you sit on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just sit on it.
Yeah.
You've got to get it out of your mouth.
Right.
Jesus said, speak to the mountain. He didn't say, think about the mountain.
Right.
He said, speak to the mountain.
That's what he said.
And you've got to speak to people. And the other thing is, the reason why the devil fights the prophetic so much in these last days is because people are going through hell.
Yes.
People are battling on their jobs. They're battling in the world. They're battling in their families. They're battling, you know, temptations and oppression and depression and all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
And sometimes just a sentence or just a phrase can put lift back up under them.
Yes.
And they just glide.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I think many people languish in our churches today is because we've muffled and got lockjaw and will not speak prophetic words to people. And I don't understand that to save my life. I don't know. I was raised in a church in the Assemblies of God, but my pastor was prophetic. He was also loved Bible prophecy. He engendered that in me. So I grew up thinking that the prophetic was normal. And boy, did I get a surprise when I got up and I got out and I began to realize that many people don't care for Bible prophecy and they don't really care for the prophetic.
Right.
But I survive off of that. God helps me with that. And just as you sow that in other people's lives, God will give you a word when you need a word.
That's right.
But we need to, the Bible says, as you see the day approaching, encourage one another.
Yes.
You know, as you see the day approaching, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. But the Bible says, comfort one another.
Yes.
It says, comfort one another. The reason why so many people's depressed today is because they see these signs happening, but the preachers are not comforting their congregations. And we're not comforting each other talking about this. When we start talking about stock market falling and all that, it sounds negative as all get out to some people.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about earthquakes and things like that, it sounds negative and it sounds, you know, depressing. But to me, it encourages me because the Lord said, when you see these things, lift up your head because your redemption draws nigh.
Yeah.
That's so important. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick's a spiritual father to me. When we were transitioning from our previous studios to our present studios, it was a major shift we had to make rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave me a word. Mm-hmm. And I'm on that word every second, every nails in that word, because I just lived in this prophetic word that was given to me about being able to do it. You know, God gave me a dream. He spoke to me very specifically, but he gave me a prophetic word that kind of carried us to this particular. It was a rapid grace movement. And the thing about it is we moved in it. We moved in what God said. We moved in the prophetic word. We spoke against all odds. We looked at people and said it can't be done. And here we are. And it just happens. And it's so exciting. It's exhilarating. But the truth is, it's like Jehoshaphat. The enemy is coming. He is bigger than your natural sense, but he's not bigger than God.
Absolutely.
So you have to be able to trust the word of God over you. And if you're somewhere where there is lockjaw, you're going to have to find the fresh, prophetic, living, active,
absolutely,
word of God, right?
Jesus said that we're not going to be able to survive on bread alone, but we're going to live by the proceeding word.
Proceeding word.
Out of God, you know? Yeah. That's where we live. We're called to be a prophetic people that hears the voice of God, speaks the word of God, and obeys the word of God. This is what we're called to do. It's our destiny.
That's why we always talk about abiding. When you abide with the Lord, you can do nothing outside of an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. It's John chapter 15. We have a simple, and most people want to abide with God. They don't really have the concept down. We have that concept down for you in a simple way for you to be able to begin to abide. Is spending time with God, hiding his word in your heart, talking to God, listening to God, and doing what he tells you or impresses on you to do. We have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. And what happens when you abide with the Lord, he's going to begin to speak to you. So when you do get a prophetic word, maybe through VFN TV, you know, maybe from a pastor, John Kilpatrick, or your pastor, it's going to bear witness of what you already heard in your time with
That's
God.
Right.
You got to begin to abide with him. And if you're hanging out with Jesus, he's hanging out with you, and nothing's impossible. Even if you're Shadrach, Meshach, and Mr. Abednego, and the fire is hot, the government's against you, God can even be with you in the fire. Let me pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for all of our audience. I thank you for those that are seeing and listening, God, right now, that though they see these troubles, though they see what's happening, that we can look up, position ourselves like Jehoshaphat, receive a word from you, and you will defeat our enemies, God. I thank you that the battle's not ours, that it's yours, but you're requiring us to deal with wrong alliances, wrong things that we allowed in our life, and we can just repent for them. I just pray right now for each and every one that's saying, now's the time, now's the moment that I'm going to deal with that thing in my life. I'm going to clean my house, clean my heart, clean my relationships, break all wrong relationships, and I'm going to follow God and begin to abide with him. I just declare that over you, and I just pray right now that an abiding relationship would begin to happen in your life. You're going to be known as one who abides with God, that hears from God, listens to God, hides his word in your heart, and does what he says and impresses on you to do. Abide with God in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.